Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, This is What It's Like to Go Undercover in North Korea, and it's a speech by Suki Kim. So recently there has been a lot of news about North Korea possibly making amends with South Korea. So I was a bit curious about North Korea and I found a video that kind of talked about the situation there, or at least what it was like a few years ago. And in this video, the speaker is a Korean-American teacher who went to North Korea and taught English for a little while. And she's talking about her experience there and what she saw. So let's look at our sentence. Their days were meticulously mapped out, and any free time they had was devoted to honoring their great leader. Lesson plans had to meet the approval of North Korean staff. Every class was recorded and reported on. Every room was bugged, and every conversation overheard. So in this sentence, she's talking about what she saw in the school that she worked at and what her students' days were like. All right, let's look at our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is meticulously. Meticulously is an adverb, and it means very carefully or with attention to every detail. So you could say something like, she cleaned the house meticulously. Our next word is related to this, and it is meticulous. So meticulous is an adjective, and it means the same thing, careful or detailed. So you could say something like, she is a meticulous worker, and that would mean that she is a very careful and detail-oriented worker. The next word is also related to these, and it is careless. So careless is an adjective, and it is the opposite of meticulous. So it's doing something without care, or without much thought or effort. So you might say something like, he got into an accident because of his careless driving. Okay, our next word is map out. Map out is a phrase. Okay, our next vocabulary is map out. Map out is a phrase, and it means to plan the details of something. So you could say something like, at our first group meeting, we mapped out our plan for the project. Or, she has her entire future mapped out. So she has her entire future planned out. She knows the details of what she's going to do in the future. Okay, our next word is related to this, and it is plan out. Plan out is also a phrase, and it means make a detailed plan or decide what you're going to do in the future. So you could say something like, before I go on a trip somewhere, I always plan out what I'm going to do there. Okay, our next word is devote. Devote is a verb, and it means to give all or most of your time or resources to something. So you could say, the scientist devoted his life to researching cancer. So he used his entire life, all of his time, all of his effort to research cancer. Or you could say, I devote most of my time to my work. And that would mean I use most of my time to work. Our next word is related to this, and it is devoted. Devoted is an adjective, and it means loyal or loving. So you could say something like, Susan has a very devoted husband. And that would mean that her husband is very loyal, he's very loving, he puts in a lot of time and effort in terms of their relationship. Or you could say something like, Maria is a devoted employee. And that would mean that Maria is a very loyal employee. She's hardworking and she puts in a lot of time and effort at her job. Okay, the next word is bug. Bug is a verb and it means to put a device somewhere, like in a room or on a person, in order to secretly listen to people around them. So in our sentence, we said every room was bugged. That would mean that every room had a device in it that would listen to the people in that room. So you could say something like, the secret agent bugged the suspect. So he put a bug on that suspect. He put a listening device on the suspect. Or something like, the office was bugged. Or, the phones here are bugged. Our next word is related to this word, and it is tap. So tap is also a verb, and it means to connect a device to a telephone so that a conversation can be listened to secretly. So you might say something like, the police tapped his phone. All right, our next word is overhear. Overhear is a verb, and it means to hear someone or something without meaning to or without the knowledge of the speaker. So you could say something like, I overheard their conversation when I passed by. So in that case, you weren't purposely trying to listen to their conversation. You just happened to overhear it. You happened to hear it when you passed by. All right, our last vocab word is eavesdrop. Eavesdrop is also a verb, and it means to purposely listen to someone else's conversation without them knowing. So you could say something like, my little brother eavesdropped on me and my friend. So my little brother purposely and secretly listened to me and my friend's conversation. So if you overhear a conversation, you might have just accidentally happened to have heard that conversation, or you could have purposely been listening or secretly been listening. But eavesdrop is always secretly. So you have an intention to listen. You purposely are listening in to someone else's conversation. Okay, that's all the vocabulary we have. So let's look at our sentence one more time. Their days were meticulously mapped out, and any free time they had was devoted to honoring their great leader. Lesson plans had to meet the approval of North Korean staff. Every class was recorded and reported on. Every room was bugged, and every conversation overheard. All right, so that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, what have you heard about North Korea? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.